Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. February 11th, 2014 has been declared the day we fight back against mass surveillance by a group of organizations that are not satisfied with what's been done so far to stem what they see as abuses of Americans' rights, especially a privacy right, as Justice Louis Brandeis put it, quote, to be left alone, end quote. You can visit their website and see if you'd like to join in with their activities that day. The website is at thedaywefightback.org. Note that there are no spaces between the words. So what has motivated this effort, one which, as of this writing, over 3,500 websites are participating in? Here's a bit of context. A person would pretty much have to have been living under a rock not to have heard about the activities of the National Security Agency, or NSA. Documents made available since last summer through Edward Snowden have caused a great stir in the country and have kept Mr. Obama and his press secretary very busy bobbing and weaving when asked what the executive branch is going to do about these revelations. The NSA is, after all, part of the military, and therefore under the command of Mr. Obama as commander-in-chief, although many of the activities that are being conducted by the NSA are supposedly being conducted under laws passed by Congress, especially the Patriot Act. We don't know for sure, because no one in power will reveal how the executive branch is choosing to interpret the congressional law. There's been a particular uproar over the revelation that data about every phone call you or I make is being collected and kept for at least 5 years in NSA databases, and that our email messages, web searches, interactions on social network sites, and even the actions we take playing online games is being collected by the NSA. The justification for all this, of course, is that somehow this is going to prevent terrorist acts. Although to date, there's been only one example of this happening, and that involved money contributions to an overseas group supposedly affiliated in some way with Al-Qaeda. There's no need to go over the litany of NSA activities that invade our personal privacy. A two-second search on the internet, which will of course be recorded unless you take special steps to make sure it isn't, will provide a week's worth of reading on the subject. The question now is, what, if anything, will be done to reduce or eliminate the threats to Americans' personal privacy and security? Security here is being used in the sense of the Fourth Amendment. You recall, quote, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, end quote. In order to reassure the American people that all is really well with all of this mass surveillance, Mr. Obama created the President's Review Group on Intelligence and Communications Technologies. Mr. Obama handpicked 5 members, who've had a record of being supportive of intelligence activities, to review some of the NSA's activities and the policies behind them. On December 12, 2013, the group issued its report entitled, quote, Liberty and Security in a Changing World, end quote. To almost everyone's surprise, this panel found quite a few problems with U.S. surveillance programs and made 46 recommendations. Very few, if any, provided the kind of comfort Mr. Obama was apparently expecting when he appointed these members. Interestingly, those recommendations were unanimous. Mr. Obama's response? A set of proposals that would sort of address a few of the review group's 46 recommendations. The response of the organizations that are sponsoring The Day We Fight Back to these limited proposals? A headline on the website sums it up nicely. Quote, advocates and digital rights defenders reject Obama's whitewash of intrusive spying regime, end quote. Meanwhile, another review group, the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, also issued a review recently. This one specifically focused on the Telephone Records Program and the operations of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. This group, unlike the panel convened by Mr. Obama, is a permanent one, authorized by law as part of the Implementing Recommendations of the 9/11 Commission Act. That act became law in 2007, but Mr. Obama took 3 years to appoint members to the board. Their report, issued January 24, 2014, includes this simple recommendation, quote, "The government should end its Section 215 bulk telephone records program," period, end quote. Attorney General Holder, when told about this recommendation, even before he read the report, said it was wrong and would not be heeded. The White House said it would take the report, quote, "under advisement," but that the White House did not agree with the board's recommendation. And it rightly pointed out that this board was not unanimous. The 3 Democratic members voted for the report as a whole, while the 2 Republican members disagreed about ending the bulk telephone records program, although they did agree with many of the other points in the report. So, 2 reviews, 2 reports, one by a hand-picked panel, one by a statutory board charged with protecting civil liberties, both of which concluded that the bulk telephone record surveillance program of the NSA should be either significantly curtailed, in the case of the Presidential Review Panel, or eliminated altogether, in the case of the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. And these are not the only groups that have weighed in on NSA surveillance issues. 50 of the country's top security and cryptography experts have sent an open letter stating in part that, quote, "the value of society-wide surveillance in preventing terrorism is unclear, but the threat that such surveillance poses to privacy, democracy, and the U.S. technology sector is readily apparent," end quote. And a group that represents, among others, all of America's internet giants, from Google to Microsoft, have set up a website called Reform Government Surveillance, which proposes 5 principles that should underlie any such surveillance. It's at reformgovernmentsurveillance.com. So what has been the response to this flood of reviews and recommendations? Next to nothing from the executive branch, including a flat-out refusal to accept the recommendation of the nation's top civil liberties oversight board to end the collection of phone data. Several bills have been introduced in Congress, one of which might actually do what its name implies, and that is the USA Freedom Act. But that bill hasn't even gotten out of committee in the Senate and hasn't had any progress in the House. In the face of what some see as stonewalling, perhaps it's understandable that a group of organizations and citizens might feel it necessary to call for the day we fight back against mass surveillance on this coming February 11th. Take a look at their website, see what you think. We'll keep an eye on the results that this effort brings, if any, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.